He's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
Yo guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris. I'm your host. I've realized I made a mistake recently, which is we're not 6 years into the show. We're 5 years into the show. I guess my memory has gotten a little hazy, but I had a reminder on Facebook that we launched this show 5 years ago recently. So I apologize for anyone who has been with me from the start thinking that it's been 6 years, but it's actually been five. So take my apology. Please forgive me and let me add some value for you today. Today, we're going to talk about the difference between 1099 and W-2 a little bit more in depth than we've gone into in the past. And let me just kind of reinforce the fact of my intention here is to add value. My intention here is to help you. My intention here is to actually give you something to have action items to utilize leaving this podcast. So, with that said, that is my intention, and I have an ask. My ask is share the show, drop a review, and help me out. Let's help this show grow because it's your shares, your reviews that help the algorithm and this show grow organically because I don't pay for any marketing. So if you think that's a fair value of me adding value to you, help a brother out and let's get into the show. All right. Number one, and most importantly, it's to understand the IRS is who differentiates the difference between 1099 contract workers and W-2 employees, how they're classified based on how you work with and compensate them. The IRS lists three dimensions which to be aware of when you're classifying your workers. Before we talk about those three things, I want to say that it is always best to consult an attorney who specializes in employee-employer relations, or a really high-level consultant that can help you understand which is the best fit for you. So now let's talk about the three things the IRS really pays attention to. All right, first up, behavioral. Does the company control how the worker does the job? The more you control things such as workers' schedule and location, which tools they used and methods they used to complete the tasks, the more likely they are to be classified as an employee. If your training is big on intrapreneurs, training someone to operate as an entrepreneur within your company as an intrapreneur, people who operate in this capacity would be more likely to be looked at as a 1099 or maybe a good route for you to start when it comes to bringing on your first team member. Next, financial. Does the company control business aspects of the worker's job, such as how they get paid and whether they can seek other work in the market? If the answer is yes, it's more likely that the worker should be considered as an employee rather than a contractor. This point can be a little gray on many areas. However, a lot of contracts will close doors or open doors for your team depending on how you want to classify them within your company. For instance, you can't sign a contractor into non-solicitations and non-competes. If you want to put non-solicitations and non-competes in front of your team member, a W-2 employee is going to be a better fit. The type of the relationship is next. Does the employer provide benefits such as insurance or paid time off? Is the job expected to last indefinitely? Are the provided services a key aspect of the business? If any of these are true, it's possible a worker should be classified as an employee. Now, that's how the IRS looks at things. Your deciphering of what we just said is going to be the key to how you should classify that team member as a 1099 or a W-2. As we stated earlier in the show, talking to an attorney that specializes in employee-employer matters is always going to be best for you to have that conversation prior to bringing in someone on your team if you want to be super thorough. However, understand that bringing someone on your team is a big move. Becoming an employer of any capacity is a big move. Understanding these points that we just talked about is going to be the difference between your success in the long run and or lack of success in the long run in case anyone starts looking into the business dealings that you're providing. All right, so that's what we got for you after 5 years, guys. If you got anything from this show, if you know anyone trying to hire someone or do their first hire and potentially wondering if they should hire a 1099 or a W-2, send this show to them, slap it up on your socials, tag me, and definitely drop a review for me. Help me hit 50 reviews. That's all I ask for you guys. That's all I ask from you guys. Talk to you next time. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Well, I'm going. Go on, then. Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe.